so glad that you and Jason have spent the day with us.
I wish it could be like this every day.
All right. I'd like to call the cultural committee meeting to order today, July 18, 2016. The time is 5:13 PM. Roll call, please.
Angela Pratt.
That's you.
Joe Tillman. John Maker.
Here.
Alice Buffalohead.
Present.
Otto Hamilton.
Here.
Ron Shaw.
Here.
Next item, Congressman Shaw, would you please do their prayer?
Heavenly Father, we ask you to sit down with us here at the table and be present with your spirits, Father. At the end of the long day, Father, thank you for these things you've given us to try to make a difference for our Washaja people, Father, the things you give us. We ask you to direct our thoughts and minds as we try to do our best, Father, and ask people to help provide people safe passage home, find new families, Father. Thank you for a good day. Ask you to do this to the duration of this meeting. Amen.
Thank you. Next is approval of minutes for April 12th and July 16th. Do we have a form?
Motion to approve the minutes for April 12th.
Second.
Motion's made in second to approve the minutes for April 12th, 2016. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
One abstention from Dr. Shaw. And probably from Joe Tillman.
We've done it.
We, I'll tell you what, since 2010, we've been at different every single time we've changed Congresses.
Okay.
The odds of the committee being the exact same the next go around are
slim.
Yeah. And there was no big business on that one.
Just a yay or a no or an abstention?
Yay.
Yay.
July 6 minutes.
Approve the minutes for July 6th.
Second.
Motion to approve the July 6th minutes. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Next, our only piece of legislation this committee is considering the ONCA 1675 and Act to amend ONCA 15H6 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Cultural Preservation Arts Heritage and Language Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $92,914 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is John Maker. Congressman Maker, are you in the cover for?
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, this legislation is pretty cut and dry. It is a two grant. And involves no tribal funding whatsoever. This is just to appropriate the money to the cultural historic preservation group of the tribe. And it involves some property up in St. Louis, the Sugarloaf Mound property, and some property locally, the old railroad right-of-way properties. And this just has to be approved by this committee to go forward.
Okay, thank you. We also have the division leader, Casey Johnson, here. And also, I just met Pasha, who works in the Cultural Historic Preservation Office with Dr. Hunter. So, Congresswoman Buffalohead?
I mean, it's federal funds, so there's probably not a whole lot of questions you're going to be asked, but if you want to, I'm interested in what the money will do.
Right, sure.
Just so that we'll know, because at some point, constituents ask us what's going on, and it's always nice for us to know.
Okay. Okay, so Tasha, if you could join us at the table, please, and then introduce yourself again, so we can catch all of it, and then what you do in your office.
My name is Tasha Enzi, and I work for the Historic Preservation Office under Dr. Andrea Hunter. I'm a GIS computer tech, so I do geographic information science, databases, GPS, all that kind of fun stuff. So the two grants that we're talking about today, I'll start with the MICA grant. This is for Sugarloaf Mound. And Sugarloaf Mound is the last surviving prehistoric mound in the city of St. Louis. In 1925, there was a house constructed on it, and the Osage Nation bought Sugarloaf Mound in 2009. And so this grant is going to be for the demolition of that house. This will cover the demolition permit, hazardous materials survey, hazardous materials abatement, the age of the house indicates that there's likelihood of asbestos or lead paint, and the actual demolition of the house. It'll also cover the supplies for landscaping, including sand, fill, and dirt, grass seed, and geotechnical fabric for stabilizing the exposed foot. We're also going to fill the basement of the house with sand and the fill dirt. And then once we apply the geotechnical fabric, we're going to seed it to get the mound back to its natural shape and use natural grasses. This will also cover the monitoring for two of our staff. They'll be out there for 2 weeks, and it'll cover their lodging and mileage cost and their per diems.
So do you foresee that this grant will fully cover the entire job? There won't be like, we get into it and then like, well, we have these people on and we're almost gonna finish this. And
no, it should cover.
Foresee that it should cover everything?
It should cover everything.
Congressman Hamilton.
In front of us, we just have the lump sum of $92,914. How much is the MICA grant for?
The MICA grant is for $40,000.
Is there a match or is it just?
There's also $11,658 from Osage Nation Historic Preservation Office funds, but that was already appropriated for this current fiscal year.
Okay, Congressman Shaw?
On the basement, is it a concrete basement?
I think so. And they're going to actually drill holes in the bottom too so it can drain out.
So they're not removing any of that?
They're not removing the basement, yeah, because the removal would actually do more damage to the mound.
Speaker Mason?
Thank you. I had the opportunity to make an on-site visit to the mound, and I was wondering from earlier times, how about the city of St. Louis? Are they going to do anything with that, their city equipment garage and so forth, seem like to the north of the site? And then there's a building of such, just to the, as our neighbors, you might say, mm-hmm. just to the south, which looks like to me a fraternity's party house. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it is, because it's kind of out there. But are there any agreements made with either of those entities on either side of the property to maybe be aware or clean up or fence or something?
Not that I'm aware of at this time.
How about taxes? Do we pay taxes on that? Do we pay the city of St. Louis or county of St. Louis? How does that work?
I'm not sure. I can call Dr. Hunter if you would like, but that's not something
just
that
a
I
thought
know.
That I had. And again, from looking around at that particular site, it looked like there was some blacktop driveway that went up to the house. Mm-hmm. And it looked like there, as I walked through the house, easy to walk through because there were some sleeping bags and people were homeless or somebody was camped out in there. And I wonder about the insurance or liability, if somebody gets hurt there and it's our property and all of those kind of things. I guess we're covered for that, is that correct?
I am not sure about that.
Okay, just thoughts of, I'm throwing out there, because I thought about it as I walked around, and walking outside, I could imagine our ancestors standing there on that site and looking across the Mississippi. I can understand why, we put claim to that. They must have had a beautiful view besides the railroad tracks and power lines that were right there. But they weren't there, they had a nice view of the river. But it's ours now, and I guess our long-range dream, you might say, is to build it back up, and then maybe, I don't know, share it with the city of St. Louis, or be part of their system, or we're just going to fence it off and say no trespass.
I'm not sure at this time.
Okay, just throwing out some questions. Thank you.
Committee, any other questions?
I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 1675 departments with duplex.
Second.
I have a question real quick. What was the other half? There's 52,914. What was the other grant?
The other grant is the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer grant. This is through the National Park Service, and the total for that one is $52,914. And this is going to be used to hire a contract archaeologist, and they're going to work 30 hours per week, and they're going to conduct monitoring activities related to any pipeline construction, and they're going to respond to National Historic Preservation Act 106 project compliance notifications and reports, and they should be able to do approximately 600 of those a year. It's also going to cover the bus transportation for the Osage Heritage Site visit that we go on annually, so that'll take 20 constituents and 5 staff members.
Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Okay, so it's a new position with federal funds.
It's a contract.
A contracted position with federal funds that lasts for a year.
This is an ongoing grant opportunity, so it'll be for this year, but it can be renewed.
With federal funds?
Yes.
So we won't be getting any requests with tribal dollars a year or 2 years down the road?
No. This is a grant that's set aside for every federally recognized tribe.
You just have to apply for it. Nobody wrote these grants, you just apply for both of them.
We just apply for both of them.
Cool.
All right, well, I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 1675 Congress will be passed.
Second.
Motion is made and second to report OSA 1675 to Congress on the due pass. All those in favor say yes.
Question. Yes.
Mr. Johnson.
Sorry. Mr. Johnson?
I sent a text concerning Congressman Mason's, Speaker Mason's question to the controller. Yes, we paid the insurance, and he's checking on the tax.
Watch
him
here.
That's why.
Okay, so all those in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no? Motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned without objection.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Your committee reports on the
But I gotta turn this audio off before I grab it. So try not to let it slip in before they sign it.
Okay, I need a couple of minutes for the committee report so everybody don't run off yet.
What?